Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 172 of the 80%. Investing in real estate can be profitable, but you don't have much capital. It's not exactly the first thing that comes to mind, but maybe you can explore investing in memorial lots. Today, I shared my thoughts on this and gave the pros and cons of this type of investment. What you'll hear is actually a recording from a live stream I did last year. I had a bad internet connection, so I'd like to apologize for the minor glitches in the audio. With that said, I hope you're ready to listen and learn. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Okay ba ang memorial lot investing, or it's better to invest in other assets? So the first question that I always ask people is, ano ba yung financial goal mo? Kasi yung financial goal mo, yun yung magdidictate kung saan ka dapat mag-i-invest. So always remember that. Yung pag nag-invest ka ba sa memorial lot, ay meron ka bang financial goal na matutulungan kang maabot? You have to think about it because that will really give you more perspective. Kasi unang-una, ang memorial lot investing is, I would consider it as a medium to long-term investment. So it's not a short-term investment na pag binili mo ngayon, after a year, pwede mo na siyang ibenta for profit. Pag ganun kasi, active income na siya. It's not really investing. Kasi kung magbabuy and sell ka ng memorial lot, siguro as an agent, di ba? Mas maganda pang yun na lang yung gawin mo. So anyway, ang assumption ko dito is when you buy a memorial lot, you'll be holding onto it for several years, siguro mga 3, 4, 5 years or more. And ano ba yung mga pros and cons niya? Yung mga advantages, primarily meron tatlo. Unang-una, very affordable. Kasi less than 100,000 pesos, you will be able to invest in real estate. Number two, good returns. According to data that I've seen, yung value ng mga memorial lots, it can give you a return of around 8 to 20% per year. So malaki yun. Pero syempre, depende yun kung nasaan yung memorial lot at anong klaseng lote yung binili mo. Kapag ang nabili mong lote ay yung medyo malaki, na pang mausoleo, ayan, usually mas mataas din yung annual growth rate nun. Pero pag yung pang isang tao lang na nasa isang memorial garden, usually mga around 8 to 10%. But of course, I would say na medyo biased yung figures na na-research ko kasi it all came from a company who is actually selling memorial lot. So hindi natin alam kung saan nila kinuha yung data nila. Probably it's from their own data. I don't think there's really research in the Philippines na tiningnan kung ano ba talaga yung average growth rate ng prices ng memorial lots. But in any case, based on what I've read, ay maganda naman yung returns niya. And lastly, the last benefit that I see is yung guaranteed utility. Meaning, worst case scenario, hindi mo siya mabenta, pwede mo naman siyang gamitin. Di ba? So, doon ka na lang magpalibreng, di ba? And of course, transferable yan. Kung meron kang kamag-anak, pwede mong ibenta sa kanila or sa ibang members of your family in case na, knock on wood, something happens, then at least they don't have to buy a memorial at anymore. You can just sell yours. Ano naman yung mga disadvantages niya? So yung mga cons niya is, unang-una, medyo mahirap siya ibenta. Dahil ang Filipinos in general, they don't really want to talk about death. So ang mangyayari dyan, most probably, sa kakilala mo na medyo ka-close mo, yan mabibenta. Some memorial lot sellers can actually offer brokerage services. Kung yung nakausap mo are able to offer that service for a commission, then better. So at least, hindi mo na kailangan maghanap ng seller. But if you're just buying it on your own, hoping to sell it in the future, then sasabihin ko na sa inyo, medyo mahirap maghanap ng bibili. Mas madali pang maghanap ng bibili ng condominium or ng house and lot mo kesa yung memorial lot. And minimal ang revenue. Anong ibig ko sabihin? Sa kanina sinabi ko, mataas yung return, no? 20%. So let's just say na bumili ka ng 100,000 pesos na value na memorial lot. Tapos after, let's say, a year, nag-increase yung value niya ng 20%. So yung 100,000, pwede mong ibenta ng 120,000. Kumita ka ng 20,000. Tama? But let's say na meron kang 1 million pesos. Tapos ininvest mo sa stock market. Okay? Tapos yung stock market after a year, which is very possible, ay umakyat ng 5%. Maliit lang yon yung 5%. Pero magkano yung kinita mo, yung revenue mo nun? That's around 50,000 pesos. So, mas malaki yung kinita mo sa stock market, di ba?
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Yun yung nakikita ko na parang kailangan mong i-consider, not just because you have money, you can afford to buy one Memorial Lock, eh, go ka na kasi mataas naman yung growth rate niya. I think if you want to earn significant revenue, medyo marami kang bibilhin na Memorial Lock para mag-add up siya to a significant revenue or to significant profits, which again, we can go back to the first disadvantage, no, na medyo mahirap siya i-dispose unless na nag-o-offer yung binilhan mo na siya na rin yung mag-broker ng binili mo. And lastly, yung demand for a Memorial Lock could diminish. I noticed that more and more Filipinos are open to cremation. So, siguro instead of Memorial Lock, baka mga columbarium slots ang pwede mong i-consider. You always go back to your financial goal. Ano ba yung gusto mong ma-achieve? Kasi if you have like 100,000 na gusto mo lang i-invest for the next 2 years kasi itong 100,000 ay travel fund mo, then don't invest in Memorial Lock kasi I would say medium to long-term investment. Hindi siya fit. So yung i-invest mo sa Memorial Lock ay dapat ay fit sa financial goal mo. Pangalawa, if you have a higher amount to invest, yun nga, meron kang 1 million, huwag mong ibili ng 10 Memorial Lock yun. Baka mas maganda na i-diversify mo. Siguro 3 lot, so 300,000. Tapos yung 700,000, I would find another investment na pwedeng real estate company in the stock market. At least yung type of asset, diversified ka. Kasi yung Memorial Lock, hindi siya ganun ka daling ibenta pag kailangan mo na yung pera. Unlike if you own shares of a real estate company or you're investing in a REIT or you're invested in a mutual fund na nakafocus sa real estate companies, I think may mga ganyan din, no? It is easier to redeem your investment and get back your money.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. And I hope the audio was clear enough for you. To contact me or catch up on our previous episode, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.